Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you.
So I made it my girlfriend, and then we had a situation where, so we didn't have the conversation about sexual abstinence. So we had sex before marriage. And so we had sex one time, man, and she kicked me out of her house. And I'm like, yo, like, why are you acting like this is my fault? Like, both of us, we should both be in trouble. And man, she said some of the greatest words to me that a woman can say to a man. She said, what? I like you, but I love God. And my relationship with God is more important than my relationship with you. Therefore, if you can't be the man of God that I need you to be, then we won't be together.
Ooh.
So she said that. Man, look, yes. So she said that. I went out. Look, I be crying a lot. I'm seeing that, telling all these stories. I be crying a lot. Went outside.
Hey, that's good though. I'm glad you said that, bro. I'm glad you cry, bro. That we need to do that a lot more, man.
100%.
A lot more.
Went outside, cried about it. Talked to my campus ministry pastor, the campus ministry leader, because she done blessed me so much in my life. Next day, I'm at Chipotle, bro. My high school counselor walks into Chipotle, bro, while I'm there just eating lunch. And so we eat lunch and we talking, and she's speaking words of wisdom. And I got a text from my now wife, and it said, here's a forwarded message from my friend Kayla. And the message said, God wants me to, told me to pray for you and Carrington and your relationship, because the enemy is going to attack you in the area of lust, because he does not want your ministry to flourish.
Ooh, boy. Yo, man. And this is a very key ingredient, because you have a lot of people that might be in the right spot, in the right place, but the wrong thing happened and they dismiss it and cut the person off, and it's over.
100%. 100.
And it's over.
And so after I read that message, the Spirit nudged me and said, hold on, this is your wife.
Yes, sir.
So as soon as I got that, hold on, this is your wife, all right, let me go find a ring.
Let's go cop.
I'm not even about to play with it. I'm like, this is what I've been praying for. So I'm not
right.
About to ask God to do something for me. And then I'm not going to ask you for confirmation and clarity on this woman. And then you give it to me. And then I question again. I'm not about to do that. Like, let's go ahead and make this move, God. And you got to direct this and found a ring, put that thing on layaway, because I wasn't making a lot of money.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
I was paying on that mug for about 2.5-3 months, set up the proposal, and made it happen, man.
Yo. I feel you. I feel you, babe. Let's go. So now, the thing that I definitely want to chop it up with you about is, because I'm hearing everything that you're saying. You meet the wife.
Yeah.
You make the move. One of the things from a man's perspective that I wanted to touch on is, as a man, what did you see in her that you could not bring to this world that will help move this marriage ministry? And now I'm not saying marriage ministry in a sense like, oh yeah, we got this ministry and we helping marriages. Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you get married, the reason you get married is for ministry purpose. So what was it, what was the pieces and the key elements? You know what I'm saying? Let the audience wants to know.
You know, people talk about like opposites attract and all of that stuff. And for me, I'm like, yeah, I sound good, but my wife is opposite me.
Yes, sir.
I'm super duper extroverted, always want to be around people. My wife be like, I could be around him occasionally, but let me be by myself in this room with a book. Like, y'all leave me alone. My wife is super organized. My wife is a planner. Like, no, I need the step-by-step process. Okay, if this like, that's how my wife is, I ain't.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do it and just figure it out.
That's me.
Let's just figure it out. On our feet, I'm very sporadic and she's not.
Yeah.
So, man, those are the primary things. And so here's what I've come to realize, bro. When you look at the Bible, when you look at Genesis and the creation process, and the creation of Eve, the way when she came is so important, because what happened was God created Adam, and then God gave Adam responsibility. God gave him clarity about his mission, his calling, his purpose, what he was responsible for.
Exactly.
In the next sentence, like, as soon as God gave him responsibility and clarity about mission, in the next sentence, he said, you need help. He said, you need help. And he created Eve. And so when I met my wife, and I told you about the thought of, man, I would rather do this for the rest of my life, serve people, help people, heal people, rather than entertain people. That was like my initial thought about calling and purpose for me.
Right.
So as I continued to live life, even up to meet my wife, I would always have conversations with people and invest people and basically be coaching and counseling people. And so it was like the closer I got to really accepting and seeing what God has for me, that's when God blessed me with my wife. Because God was like, hey, you getting real close to this clarity piece. Now you need some help because you ain't organized enough. You're not good at planning. You're not. Right? Nah. You too out there, and you too giving and too loving. And my wife said the other day, you too accessible. She said, you way too accessible, and you need to bring that back a little bit.
And got you.
With me connecting with my wife, it balanced me out more. It allowed me to grow in the areas that I wasn't thriving in. And vice versa, right? There are areas that I thrive in and she wasn't. So my wife brought that balancing that I need in areas that I wasn't good in, man.
And the beautiful thing about that is when you, like, I know looking back now, it's a lot easier. But when you're in the moment of that, where she's able to do something you're not able to do, and it looks like this. It's like, yo, I want a plan. Nah, let's just go with it. Right? And then it's like, how can we make a hybrid? You know what I'm saying? How can we make our process? And what was that like for y'all, man? Like with these processes and building these like ways, like, cause there's a way that you think do things and a way that she does things, but then there's a way that we do things. So
shouts out to the Bible. Right?
Perspective, yes,
and understanding. When you look at Ephesians 5, I believe it starts in 21, it's talking about the blueprint of the outline for a Christian household. I talk about it in my book, man, Prepare for Her. And so the first thing it says is mutual submission brings reverence to God.
Yes, sir.
A lot of churches skip that. I had to put that out there. They always start with the next verse.
It says mutual submission glorifies God and brings reverence to Christ. So when you talk about I'm being this way, this is how I think, this is what I think we should do. She being this way, this is how she thinks, this is how she thinks we should do. The Bible says mutual submission, which means that we have a responsibility both to be submitted to God and the mission for this marriage. And so you have a perspective, I have a perspective. Let's hear each other out and let's remove our feelings.
Yes.
Like, let's start there.
First, drop them like they hot.
Let's remove our feelings, pray for God to be active in this conversation.
Thank you.
And after that, now you express yourself. I'm going to express myself, and let's take the good parts of both of these that may be right, and let's create a solution, and let's try it out. Or
let's go.
Here's when it get hard. Or let me express myself, then you express yourself, and then I look at what I said and say, well, wait a minute. What that other person said makes a lot more sense than what I said.
Sense.
So let me be humble enough to say, hey, you know what? What you said sounds a lot better than what I said. Let's go with that.
That's a... You know what's so funny, bro? And I have to share this because I just had this experience 2 weeks ago. Currently, I'm in the transition of moving out of a house into a camper.
Okay.
Right? And I'm taking stuff out and getting everything ready to rent the duplex out.
Okay.
And then, like, I had this table. And my neighbor, she's like, yo, Monroe, do you want this table? I was like, nah, I don't want the table. And then she's like, but I want it. And I'm saying in my head, you don't want this table because I don't want to bring it over there because it's too heavy, right? And then I was like, it just don't make sense. So she's like, yeah, I just want to put that table in this area where I got a lot of mud at on the side of my house. Da, da, da. And I was like, this ain't going to work. So the crazy thing was is I still had to get somebody else, bring the table over there so she can see that it doesn't work. And then she says, you know what, Monroe? I don't want that table. And then we brought it back. And I know initially a lot of times that has to happen. You know, you bring an idea up, that person goes through with their decision and realize like, yo, this ain't what I thought it was. Whether it's about a friend or a homie. It could be anything.
And sometimes, and here's the thing, we have to, if the consequences aren't super duper severe, we have to allow that to happen. I do that with my kids. Yes. I do that with my kids. My kids say something, I'm like, hey, princess, hey, handsome, I don't think you should do that. That's not da da da. But if they still want to do it, all right, cool, go ahead and do it. And I let them do it. And I let them make the decision and experience the consequences. And then following up, so now do you see why daddy said that? Because I tried to explain it to you, but you didn't get it. I guess you're an experiential learner, so I'm going to let you have the experience, right? So we have to be okay at sometimes allowing people to see that. Like, so my wife has had to let me, I'm so strong on this idea. Okay, Carrington, go ahead and do it. And then get the results and then be like, all right, you got it back. Right? But it's like, we have
to. And that's how you see the love, though. That's how you see the love.
100%. 100%. So
that's why I always say space is grace, bro. Space is grace. Space to mess up, space to fall down, space to, you know what I'm saying?
And that's one of the primary qualities I tell my wife I love about her. The level of acceptance and forgiveness that my wife has navigated in our relationship, man, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
She's forgiven me easier than I've forgiven myself. Right. And
that's crazy.
And a part of me getting past that was realizing that, hey, you're projecting you on her. Stop doing that. Right. So, but yeah, that's good, man.
That's real. That's real. All right. So check this out. So we finna go into the layup part of the season. You know what I'm saying? the layup part of this conversation, not interview, but the. I seen that you had some stuff where you on your Instagram, you was talking about grieving, right?
Right.
And most people think that when you grieve, you have to be grieving because you lost a family member or you lost a relationship.
Yeah.
And you said that you need to grieve your decisions. Or you need to like and feel it all the way through, man.
So let's talk about it. So when we look at grieving, the purpose of grieving is to give yourself permission to really show your emotions, thoughts, feelings towards something that you did lose or something that you have to let go. But you don't grieve to stay. You grieve to get past. And a lot of people are sitting in bad decisions or past experiences because they haven't given themselves the opportunity to grieve. And so that post came from having a conversation with my client, and she's just expressing her feelings about just a decision with a relationship. She was in a relationship for like 10 years, knowing that it wouldn't pan out. And she was like, man, I could have did this, I could have did that, I could have been here, could have, like all the could have beens and would have beens and should have beens. And as she's talking, the spirit says she need to grieve. And so I said, you sure, spirit? I need to say that. And it was like, yeah. So I said, hey, queen, like you need to grieve. And she was like, that's interesting you say that. What do you mean by that? I said, you need to grieve the what could have beens in your life, the what should have beens from your perspective in your life. Because as a result of not grieving those things, not being transparent and expressive about those things, you're holding things that are dead within you.
Right.
You can't revive time.
Yes, sir.
So because you can't revive time, by you allowing yourself to not grieve that experience or the what could have been and what should have been, you're allowing pain to stay there that need to go and that you need to get past, right? And so as people, our life could have been totally different with just one different decision. And a lot of people are beating themselves up and sitting in, man, if I would have did this, this would have happened. But you don't know that. Like all you can do is assume you don't know what would have happened if you made a different decision, because there were other decisions that followed that decision. And so in life as people, you can't do anything to change your past, but you can change your relationship with your past. And so you change your relationship with your past by changing your perspective with your past. And so if you give yourself permission to grieve what could have been, what should have been, what would have been, it'll allow you to get out of that place that you were in, get to the present day and start making decisions that actually align with you creating, building and experiencing what you actually desire for your life and for your future.
Exactly. And you know what's awesome about that? Like, I feel like, see, you can't give somebody something that you ain't got, and you got it. So when you was talking about how, like, before you met your wife, and you was apologizing and possibly asking forgiveness, whatever you was doing, talking to the previous relationships that you had on your apology tour, that is literally closing the doors, and that's a part of the grievance process. It's probably like the signature on it, but like to get to the point where you can call that person on the phone and actually have that conversation, you've got to go through something, you know, to even get to that point to talk to those people.
100%.
So that's crazy. So that, I got one thing for you. With the grievance thing, right? Because it's not always crying. What else can be part of the grievance process? Just from your experience, because in me growing up and where I'm at, like a lot of times I just, it's like, man, you got to cry, or you got to go get mad and do something by yourself, or what? Like, what is other ways of grieving?
Journaling is a great way of grieving.
Journaling
is a great way of grieving, because
that's a lost art.
Yeah, 100. I believe you. I agree 100%. Because when I'm talking to clients about grieving, I say, hey, you got to connect yourself with two sources. One source where you have the safety and the freedom to get out everything, whether it's journaling or speaking to somebody. Like, you have to have a resource where you can get out everything to let go.
Yeah.
But then you also have to have a source or a resource that puts back into you, right?
Okay.
Because when we grieve, we give it a whole lot of energy, a whole lot of emotions, a whole lot of feelings, and it drains you. So you want to make sure that after you get that out of you and you're draining yourself for that, that you're connected with people, places, experiences, and things that add and invest back in you so that you get refilled up from what you just gave out. So crying,
right,
talking to, get, find that safe space in a person to talk about it. If you don't have that, journaling does it. Walks, man, like prayer, fast, like there are so many ways to grieve. You just gotta choose the one that's most beneficial and healthy for you.
Especially in whatever season you're in too.
100%.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, it's crazy because we touched on it a little bit. The next layup is, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, LeBron James that thing and pass it to you. In the post, right? What's the brother in Dallas, man? Donick, what's his name? 77 with the Maverick.
Luka.
Luka.
Yeah.
In your case, Luka. All right, so no disrespect to LeBron, right? But anyways, we was talking about, no, you was talking about in one of the posts, and the post was, I think it was a point of view post, a POV. This thing's getting out of control right now, this POV stuff. But anyways, you was basically saying that.
A marriage one, right?
Yeah, the marriage question.
It's like POV, somebody saying, Is it the purpose of marriage for me to be happy or to make me happy? And I was okay. Like, what do you think I'm going to say about that?
Right.
Yeah. And so the inspiration behind that is most people have the belief that the purpose of marriage is to make them happy.
Man.
And it's not, right? The purpose of marriage, and you brought it up earlier, the purpose of marriage is mission. God said, so let's go from a singular and then we'll bring it together. Everybody on this earth was created as a specific answer for a specific problem.
Right.
Like God molds you specifically, uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully as the answer to a problem, which is why we go through what we go through to be molded into and get the blueprint to the answer to the problem.
Right.
God gives you mission and responsibility and purpose and calling while you're single. When we look at marriage, that's God saying, hey, you've accomplished what I need you to do as a single, but I have a bigger mission for you. And in order for you to accomplish this bigger mission, I need you to connect you with your help so that you guys can partner in killing this thing, dominating this thing, building this thing, creating this thing, showing this thing, symbolizing this thing, so that this bigger problem can be solved because y'all two as a couple are the answer.
Right.
Marriage is about ministry. Marriage is about mission. Marriage is about, from a children perspective, raising royalty, raising leaders for the next generation, bringing about individuals who don't just know the word, but are the word, that are an expression and a reflection of what the Bible's talking about, right? So it's like, that's what marriage is for. And a lot of people are leaving marriage because of what they say. What is the phrase they use? Like, when you can't come to a compromise, or unreconcilable discipline. I mean, Differences, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, all that you saying is, y'all are too immature to come to a compromise or understanding between each other, right? But here's the thing about that. That don't show up in marriage, that show up in dating.
Yeah.
So when you was dating that,
especially if you're going slow, if you're walking, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
When you were dating that person, y'all couldn't be on the same page.
Right.
So for some strange reason, you assume that if you got married to this person, it would change. No, because when you say I do to marriage, everything about you says I do too. So, man, marriage is about mission. Marriage is about purpose. Marriage is about, I've come to realize lately, man, that marriage is about giving hope. Because people have lost hope in the covenant of marriage because love is blind and married at first sight and all of these shows.
That's nonsense.
All of this nonsense and these shows are removing the value of the process and the journey of marriage and attempting to expedite it. And now they show in the world that it can't be expedited because we got 10 couples that are connected, but maybe one is together, but on the low key, this one person is still. So it's like, yeah, bro, marriage is supposed to be a reflection of the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church. And if you ain't down to play your role in that, yo, don't even do it.
It's crazy, man. Cause like when I look at this marriage thing and I look at what you was just saying, like about the unreconcilable differences and that maturity piece, it really says to me a lot that we are afraid to see ourselves. Because, man, when you're in relationships, you get exposed.
True that.
You know what I mean?
So
you get exposed. Like
marriage is a mirror.
Every molecule, bro. And if it don't get exposed in a relationship, the kid gonna expose it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, marriage is a mirror, man, and it's gonna reflect to you everything that you don't see about you.
Yeah.
Honey.
That's crazy, man. But hey, bro, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Likewise, man. My man. This was awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Thoroughly, bro. I ain't gonna even hold you. I was telling my girl, man, I might drive down there to get this interview. Low key, I was actually thinking about it, bro. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to do the part two in Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
We can do it,
man. But for real, bro. But yeah, man, I really appreciate your time, bro, and thank you for sharing. No. You know, thank you for sharing, but thank you for putting in the work and being aware so that you can see and you can share.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't like to give people flowers. I like to give them trees because they last longer. You know what I'm saying? So that's my tree to you. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it'll have some fruit on it too.
Man, I appreciate you expressing that, King, and I like that. I ain't giving no more flowers, just trees, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, man, that's what it is, man. So, hey, what's going on, y'all? I hope I made sense so we can make change. Every day is a good day. We just got to see what's good in it, and I promise you there's something inside of you that God put in your heart before the foundations of this world for your soul to act out and give to the rest of these people on earth. Love you guys. Peace.
I hate to be the pallbearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the end of the show. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to Can I Listen? If you like what you hear, please, man, leave us a review on any platform that you listen to us on. And follow and subscribe. That helps us get to a bigger audience. And if God brings somebody to your attention while you were listening to the show, please share it with them. Love you guys. Peace. Can't wait to see you next week.
Hey, y'all. If y'all want to hear the good news, man, check out my baby show and the homie, Yachty. Matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to let them tell you about it.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. This is Fran.
This is Yachty.
And we are the Midtown Misfits, and we wanted to invite you to listen to our podcast.
It's a Christian-based podcast where we get teachy and not preachy.
The goal of our podcast is to give a normal, non-Kool-Aid perspective about Christianity.
We discuss a range of topics, such as the names of God, spiritual disciplines, and debunking Christian myths.
So if that sounds good to you, come be a Misfit, leave the Kool-Aid behind, and subscribe.